This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
More details being released about a safety net for dairy producers, both with the Margin Protection Program and the Dairy RP Plan that the Farm Bureau is working on. With an update fresh off a board meeting from the National Milk Producers Federation is Chris Galen with the latest. Chris?
Yes, it was about a month ago that Congress approved some very important and welcome changes in the dairy safety net, both to the Margin Protection Program and also expanding the ability of USDA to offer other risk management tools. So at our board meeting earlier this week, we were able to ask some general questions of the chief economist at USDA, Rob Johansson, who also is directly involved along with some of his staff in taking the next steps of rolling out the revised MPP program here as we wind down the winter. So one of the biggest questions he didn't give us a clear answer to, and that is, when will farmers be able to change their coverage in or enroll in the MPP program here for 2018? He thought it might be another month or so before not only the national USDA office, but more importantly, the county offices are available to offer materials and provide some information to farmers. The other thing, Bill, that we asked him, and I think we got a pretty clear answer on this, is will the changes which allow more coverage at a reduced cost of premiums, particularly if you have milk production 5 million pounds or less, will that coverage be available here for the entire calendar year? In other words, is it retroactive to the beginning of the year? And he basically agreed that it would be, which is our position, that the coverage should be available to the beginning of the year, and that will then allow farmers to capture and provide coverage or obtain coverage for the full impact of this low margin period that we're heading into.
So this plan allows producers to select a price point that really tailors it more closely to the kind of product they're selling and what kind of processor they're selling to.
The issue with MPP has been that even though if you paid more for additional supplemental coverage, the margins over the last 3 years really haven't dipped down to the level where the indemnity payments would come in from USDA. Well, it looks like that's going to be a very different situation here this year. The unfortunate thing is that margins will be tight, but the good news now is that if you insure your first 5 million pounds up to $7 or $8 a hundredweight, you can do so at a much reduced price, and that you should end up netting a payment and a positive indemnity payment from USDA for the Margin Protection Program. So again, a lot of the details, Bill, have to be worked out and released by USDA, and it looks like that won't happen here yet in March. But the good news is that it looks like the coverage will be available here back to the beginning of the year. The other thing I would say as an update is that Rob Johansson, the USDA economist, did confirm that the USDA's Risk Management Agency has approved the sale of a brand new insurance product called the Revenue Protection. This new insurance product has been developed by the American Farm Bureau Federation and should be available at the USDA's Risk Management Agency this summer. So for those farmers who don't want to use the MPP and want to consider using either the Livestock Gross Margin Program or this new Revenue Protection Program, there will be additional risk management tools available for farmers in 2018 beyond just the MPP.
And they're calling this Dairy RP for short, huh?
It hasn't been officially announced yet, but the Dairy Revenue Protection Program has been approved through USDA, so there should be some more formal announcements about that as we get into the spring. As National Milk gets more information about the status of the Margin Protection Program and other risk management offerings, we will be sharing that information on our Future for Dairy website. So if you Google Future for Dairy, there's our calculator there. That does need to be updated, but there is some additional facts, sheets, and other information based on what we know at the moment, Bill. And again, we'll know more here in the coming weeks about when the sign-up will be, how long that sign-up window will be open, and then importantly, the amount of insurance you'll be able to get, not only just the dollar value, but the duration of it. And it should go back to the beginning of the year, which will help farmers during a period here, at least during the next 4 or 5 months, when it looks like margins will be quite dire.
Thanks, Chris. That's Chris Galen, Senior VP of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.